Learn to listen. Opportunity sometimes knocks softly. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Learn to listen. Opportunity sometimes knocks softly. A lot has been said recently about daydreamers and how humanity seems to be a lot of daydreaming, and that we watch television and that we watch these other things, but truly we just like to sit back and think, just sit back and daydream. Can you daydream? Contrary to common opinion, the brains of daydreamers may not be slacking off, but working harder. Scientists scan the brains of people lying inside the magnetic resonance imager, MRI machines, as they alternately pushed buttons or rested. The scan showed that the default network deep inside a human brain becomes more active during daydreaming. But, in a surprise finding, the scans also revealed intense activity in the executive network, the outlying region of the brain associated with complex problem solving. People assume that when the mind wanders away and gets turned off, that it is just the opposite, that when it wanders away, it gets turned on. People who let themselves daydream might not think in the same focused ways as when performing a goal-oriented task, but they bring in more mental and more brain resources. Think about it. People who let themselves daydream might be in more mental and brain resources than we could ever realize. Some people say that now we must change our attitudes toward daydreamers. Within ourselves, we are absorbed that attitude, that mind, wandering is a bad thing. We're harsh on ourselves if we catch ourselves or our mind off wandering. A more playful attitude might allow you to call in more resources. People typically spend one-third of their waking time in daydream. Imagine that. People spend one-third of their time in daydreaming. It's a big part of our lives, but it's been largely ignored by science because it doesn't seem to be really that important. But the studies that are going on now are revealing that spontaneous thoughts and subjective experiences are what the world is all made up with. Until now, the only way was to use self-supports that were not always reliable. People who let themselves daydream might bring in more mental brain resources than we ever would imagine. Daydreaming might solve problems faster. Listen, learn to listen. Opportunity sometimes knocks, it often knocks, it is going on within ourselves. Are you ready to be part of that opportunity within yourself? Are you ready to listen? Are you ready to flow with the divine, with the magic of who you are? Are you ready to just let that inner self flow forth with all the wisdom and the genius and the beauty that you are? How do writers get ideas about writing? Oh, they may do research, they may do looking into things, but what is the web and wharf, what is the network of the ideas? They have ideas, they have knowledge, they have wisdom, they have facts. They might write the story of a person's life. They might write the story of a country. But in that story, they wrap in many little adventures. They wrap in many little concepts. And it's from daydreaming, what they're allowing their mind to think that person might be like, to think that person might be thinking. Oh, they have perhaps their basic values, and that's always good, but What's more than their basic values? These people are human. These people are spiritually alive. These people are diamonds in the rough or polished. These people are being themselves and having fun. Now, are we ready to be daydreamers and sort of learn to listen? Are we ready to be aware of the opportunity that knocks softly? Are we ready to let it flow? And people taking the courses of the University of Healing, we say to them, now as you read your required reading books, write a book review, a book report, and have it say what the book said to you. You read the book. Now what did the book say to you? Don't say what the book said. Say what the book said to you. How did your teacher come across in school today? What did the book say to you? What did the teacher say to you? What did life say to us? And when we learn to respond in this way, to recognize what the book says to us, then we will realize that we are on the threshold of magic and illumination. We're on the threshold of opportunity that is so glorious and so beautiful that it's just hard to realize. But we are. And we are there because we are beautiful, because we are wonderful, because we are glorious. It's up to us. It's up to us how we want to handle who we are. It's up to us how we want to be who we are. Are we going to learn to listen? The children playing in the sandbox are listening to their inner wisdom. You say, well, they're not thinking of anything important. Oh, really? Are they building countries? Are they building people? Are they building a world filled with harmony and joy? People who are in meditation, what are they meditating? What do the Tibetan Buddhists, what do the Tibetan monks meditate on? They sit for a long period of time in quiet meditation, seemingly not moving anything, not doing anything. What are they meditating upon? Are they meditating upon how to do the problems that they're facing in their world? Or are they meditating on getting to be one with the universal beingness that they are? And as they're one with the universal beingness that they are, then the ability to solve all problems will be theirs. However, if they're not one with their universal self, then they will always be manipulating and working with trying to solve things on the human basis and forgetting about the divine basis, if you will, the basis that reaches far beyond the philosophical basis. That's a good term for it. They want to reach into the philosophical basis. What are the possibilities? What are the probabilities? What are the ways that it can be solved? The ways that it can be revealed? How can it be opened? And only through our daydreaming, only through our daily introspective thought can we do this. Are the monks, are the Tibetans, are the people who live in monasteries and who live in nunneries and so on, are these people beautiful people? Maybe. Are the people living in your house beautiful people? Are your neighbors beautiful people? I would say the monks in the Tibetan monastery are taught to be at one with themselves and all the world. They are not interested in whether people are wanting to come in and be a conflict with them or not. I think that whenever any organization begins to have troubles, it's because some of the people in the organization are not 100% in favor of the organization and its goal. Whenever we do not daydream, when we do not let our inner introspective self flow forth, then we are our own worst enemy. We cause ourselves not to experience the very things that we train ourselves to be ready for. Daydreaming is a word that has always had a bad rap. It has always been looked at as something wasteful or not beneficial. And yet, it is only in this two-thirds time that we spend in our world in daydreaming. It's only that time that we are wasting. The one-third time that we spend in daydreaming, that's the time when we are doing our greatest work. That's when we're learning to listen. That's when we're receiving the opportunities and knowing them and knowing how to use them and how to enjoy them. Are we going to ignore this information that has come to us? Are we going to benefit from it? Are we going to realize that those who teach meditation, those who teach introspection and listening within, are on the right path? And the more we learn to do it for ourselves, the more we'll be on that right path too. The more we'll be experiencing the opportunity that knocks softly but firmly, awaiting for us to learn to listen to what it has to offer. Today I let my daydreams carry me into the field of illumination, into the field of magic and the field of wonderment. And I delight every moment, in every moment I feel this attitude that comes to me. For I am that I am, and I know that I know, and I am peace. Join with me in this wonderful daydream of reality now. I love you. I love you. I love you.